I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says Entergy Vermont Yankee can eliminate the 10-mile emergency planning zone around the plant now that the reactor is shut down. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, that means towns in the 10-mile zone will be writing budgets without the emergency planning money Vermont Yankee has paid out each year.
Federal regulations require nuclear reactor operators to fund emergency planning. Before the plant shut down, Vernon, Brattleboro, Guilford, Halifax, Marlborough, and Dummerston received annual payments, about $32,000 each last year. And through the years, the towns have also applied for additional grant money from the VY Fund. Entergy paid out about $2 million to fund statewide and local emergency planning and radiological testing last year. Erica Borneman is chief of staff of the Vermont Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security. She says those days are over.
If we don't negotiate something with Entergy, there will be no funding going to the towns. So we go from, you know, 1.9, which is what we have this year, to nothing beginning in July of next year.
The town of Westminster also got some money because the town has a high school that was used as the emergency reception center. And Rescue Inc. and the Windham County Sheriff's Department also got some of the money. The towns used the money to pay for their emergency management directors and some communication services. Some of the towns also applied for and received additional money for equipment. Brattleboro got about $3,000 for folding chairs and tables for its emergency operations center. Peter Elwell is Brattleboro's town manager. He says the town's $15 million budget can absorb the loss, though he says the annual payments have allowed the town to build up Brattleboro's emergency response capabilities.
It has been helpful to receive that money, for sure. It's allowed us to buy equipment for emergency operations. It's allowed us to do some training with employees. And so for a long period of time, that steady stream of revenue coming to the town has certainly been helpful.
But in a smaller town like Dummerston, with an annual general fund budget of about $431,000, losing the annual VY payments will have an impact, says Emergency Planning Director Dawn Hubbard.
The select board is discussing, you know, whether they can put money aside for emergency planning, but I am not counting on anything. But we're going to be proceeding ahead the best that we can without that backing.
The state is negotiating with Entergy for continued annual payments, but that money will likely remain at the state level for radiological testing and other statewide emergency planning. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.